Now, another thing that he did was, verse 5, it says, all the days of the vow of his separation, there shall no razor come upon his head until the days be fulfilled in the which he separated himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. And you'll remember that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:14, it's a shame for a man to have long hair. I wish we could hang that verse out today in many places, public places. I still think it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And when I see some of this long hair some of the men and boys are wearing today, I agree with the Apostle Paul. It's a shame. And therefore, a man must be willing to bear shame for Christ, a lack of dignity. He must be willing to take the place of Christ. You remember he said, I'm no man but a worm. Are you willing to take that place? And then the third thing, he was not to touch a dead body. And notice that's verse 7. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister when they die, because the consecration of his God is upon him. Now, he's not to touch a dead body. Why? Well, he's to put Christ first. You remember the Lord Jesus said, you're to forsake father and mother and follow him. That means that he comes first. He has top priority. Now, this is voluntarily. He doesn't command it today to you. But if you want to take a vow and dedicate your life to him, be sure that it's going to cost you something. The vow of the Nazarite was a voluntary vow. This is not something God commanded. He said if there were any of his people who wanted to take a special vow, that is, to do a certain thing, to come in closer to him, they could do this. He didn't require it. It was just here for them. And that is for believers today. And I don't mean just this Nazarite vow. I mean that for believers today, he has a closer walk for you, a closer walk with Jesus, if you want it. You don't have to have it to be saved. But believe me, it's sure nice to have a closer walk. And this Nazarite vow was voluntary. It also, by the way, was temporary. However, I think John the Baptist was a Nazarite all of his life. Samson was a Nazarite. There have been quite a few famous ones in Scripture who were Nazarites. Now, there were three things that were no-nos for them. First of all, he was not to drink wine and strong drink. In other words, he was to find his joy in the Lord and not in wine or any concoction down here. And the second thing is he was not to use a razor on his head. Now, this wasn't to make a hippie. This was to make a Nazarite. And the reason was because the Scripture says that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. That's a verse of Scripture that we could give to the hippies, 1 Corinthians 11:14. It's a shame, and it's a lack of dignity for a man to have long hair. It means to more or less take the place of Christ when he said, I'm no man but a worm. It means to take a little old fuzzy, ugly bug or worm, and he was willing to bear shame for God's sake. No man's to be commended for having long hair. Actually, it's sort of womanly, not manly. And then we have the third thing. He was not to touch a dead body, even of a loved one. And it meant that he had to forsake father and mother. That was the thing, you remember, the Lord Jesus said. Now, you don't have to do that to be saved. But if you want a closer walk with him, in fact, if you're going to be a missionary today, you'd have to leave your father and mother here and go to a foreign country. You'll find that is something that is required if you're to do extra service for him. And many men have been willing to make the sacrifice for him, and they've enjoyed a closer walk with him. And that is the meaning here. It's very important to see this. It's so important that you can transfer that right over for today. You want to come into a closer walk with him, an act of dedication. Now, you can't consecrate yourself. I hear these consecration services where somebody says, I consecrate myself. You can't do that. Only God can. Actually, what it means is to come to God with empty hands. We offer him nothing. We haven't anything really that he has to have. He takes particular delight in. We're sinners saved by grace. And when we come to him, we just offer ourselves to him, our devotion, our worship, our love, our service, our time. And we're to find our joy in him, in the things of God. We are to be willing to bear shame for him. How many people today, I find even in our churches, and I've observed this in churches, there are little cliques. And there are a lot of Christians today, they talk about their consecrated Christians. They wouldn't dare do anything to offend their little clique, find themselves on the outside. And some of them would be better off if they'd get out of the little clique, because that little clique's not of God. You may be sure of that in many ways. And generally, it's a pretty cruel crowd that form these little cliques. And yet, there are those that do not have the strength or stamina to stand up against them at all, and they just go along with the crowd. You couldn't be a Nazarite and do that, of course. And then you must put Christ above loved ones. And these things are pretty important, by the way, as they're presented to us here.